my most amazing RTK podcast family. How are y'all doing? Well, you know, every time I get ready to do my podcast where I'm just chatting with you guys and hanging out with you guys, I always stop and ask, what am I seeing a lot of in my world? I have a very large world. I have the RTK Inner Circle, which are my mentees, people that I do life with, people that I coach. They're the people that I pour the most into. And so I spend a lot of time with my RTK Inner Circle. And then I think about my staff, because I spend a lot of time with my staff. And then I think about my church, because I spend time with my church. And I'm also an avid, like, I really pay attention to things. Like, I'm a noticer. And what that means is I'm very keen on noticing when people's behaviors change and things like that. Because I'm a coach, I'm a pastor, I'm an author. And so that's just, you know, that's what I do. I create content for my podcast and YouTube channels and sermons and all kinds of things off of paying attention to other people, right? And the needs of other people. And so when I was thinking about what I wanted to do today for my podcast, to get into it with you guys, is I want to talk about how to stop feeling like a loser. I feel like so often when we're walking through things in our lives, it's really easy for us to get caught up in feeling sorry for ourselves. I literally have to really, really pay attention to myself, because I get so frustrated at people. You know, when you see people like they're trying to get on their phone and they can't get on their phone, and so they start beating their phone. You know, they start like their actions get more serious. Like, the more harder you hit the screen, the quicker it's going to come up. And then you get frustrated and you watch them, their mood switches. I get so frustrated with people like that. And so I have to really pay attention to myself, because I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Like, your sleeve just got caught on the doorknob, and you jerked your sleeve and ripped your fabric on your material because you got mad. Why? Like, I'm just one of those people that, I guess I'm really full of common sense, which can be not so good, because people that are get quickly mad at stuff just behooves me. I'm just like, really? Just slow down, slip your arm off the doorknob, close out all your apps that are open on your phone and restart your phone, reboot, because getting mad, it's almost like, you see those people that have road rage? Why do you have road rage? Just slow your roll and realize that maybe God's really probably protecting you from a wreck ahead. Or I'm just really that kind of person. And probably the reason I'm the way I am is because I used to be the other way. And I really worked hard on changing my toxic behavior, because I was stressed all the time. I was a control freak. I was angry at the world, and I felt like a loser, right? Because I had these expectations on myself. So I want to talk to you today about how to stop feeling these feelings that I just discussed. How to really love your life. How to stop getting ticked off at everything. Stop being so sensitive. Y'all want to talk about that today? Well, for all of you that are new to this podcast, I am Real Talk Kim. This podcast is raw, relatable, and real. We talk about real things. I sit in your laps with truth, but I only do it because I love you, and I help you find answers to your greatest needs. I put in all the work, so basically I'm a free therapist. Yeah. How do you feel today? Like, in fact, you can go ahead and share this. I promise to always bring you great content, and every time you share this, somebody else new gets a hold of my podcast, and somebody that wouldn't have really known who I was before. So thank you for sharing. And you can also go to realtalkkim.com and find out all you want to know about me. Everything about me is on my website. I also have an app that you can put on your phone. Just go to your Google Play Store, your Apple Store, and download the Real Talk Kim Go app. And I also send you out notifications twice a day just to encourage you. Really cool. It's my community. Go download it. Get rid of Candy Crush. Have the Real Talk Kim app. I'll help you grow. So I want to start with, do you ever feel like a loser? Or maybe do you feel like a loser right now? Guys, it's okay. We've all been there. We've all felt that crushing disappointment when things go wrong. We've all pointed the finger of blame squarely at ourselves. We've all beaten ourselves up for not doing better, for not being further along in life, for not changing our behavior before we lost the marriage, for talking to someone that wasn't our spouse, and before we knew it, we were caught up in an affair. We've all done it. We've all drank too many drinks and drove home drunk. Not everybody, but I'm just giving some scenarios that maybe this is the reason you feel like a loser. Maybe, you know, whatever the cause, you can rethink your current position and the outcomes you have experienced. You can stop this feeling of failure in its tracks. And so I want to go through in this podcast, I want us to work through ways to identify what's triggering this feeling of being a loser, of being a failure, of being dumb, as well as the steps that we can take, or you can take, or your friend can take toward moving on from these feelings. Are you ready? You got your journals? You have your RTK podcast journals out, friends. I give y'all so many good tips every podcast on our Wednesday or Thursday broadcast that you really could get unstuck with this situation and these tips I give you. So number one, first step to not feeling like a loser, feeling helpless, feeling like a failure. Number one is speak to loved ones. This is why you got to have people in your life. Because guys, at times we feel so helpless that it seems as though there really is no way out. And this, my friend, is when we need to invite others into our lives to help. And this can come in the form of close friends or family members or being in my RTK inner circle. Well, I have a whole community of people over there that are close. They've found friends. Because you're going to need to speak to people. People you trust is one of the best ways to get through whatever it is you are facing, whatever you're experiencing. And in this case, a sense of being a loser, you need somebody that you can tell your feelings to. Whether this is a short-term dip in the mood cycle that you are already familiar with, or maybe it's a new feeling that's arisen due to a relationship breakdown, or other upsetting events going on in your life, or an issue that you've been battling for years, there will be someone who cares. And it's very important to remember that when you are feeling this low, you are not alone and you do matter. And so by reaching out to those around you, you can try to work through whatever is going on that's made you feel as though you have failed. And really what might seem impossible to you when you're sitting at home alone can be broken down into something more manageable when you're talking with people who are close to you. For example, yesterday I was meeting with one of my church members, one of my really spiritual kids, and she had been really walking through something for a couple of months and just stuck. Like she just like a spiral. And I kept watching her and I was getting frustrated watching her just spiral. And finally, I don't really make it a habit to go to someone and try to fix them or fix a situation without them coming to me first. Because if I have wasted so many years of my life, so many hours of my life trying to get someone to change that's not ready, right? And so I really wait for someone to come sit down with me and say, okay, I acknowledge that this is going on in me and I need help. And then I can really help them successfully. And so yesterday, because I'm in her tribe, I was able to, in 30 minutes, shift the narrative in her. And she walked in feeling one way and walked out feeling another, right? So she had, for all these months, tried to process what she was walking through when only 30 minutes of her reaching out to me has now shifted the narrative and shifted her paradigm. So now she's upward instead of sinking downward. This is why you need to talk to loved ones. And really sometimes acknowledging these emotions is the biggest step. And that awareness often comes through conversation. My friend was thinking that it was one thing. And when she sat down with me, I was able to shine a light in another thing that allowed her to get free and take the bondage off, take the heavy weight off. So you have to make sure you are speaking with someone you can trust, someone you know loves you, a partner, a close friend, a mentor, a family member, a colleague, a boss that you get along well with. And you need to feel comfortable being completely honest. Don't worry, it'll be much easier than you think. And you'll find the words just pouring out once you get going. And so if speaking face to face sounds too difficult for you, maybe messaging in one form or another is still a good option here, right? Your thoughts and feelings are heavy, but sharing how you feel will lift some of that weight from your mind. When you invite someone in to understand how you feel, you are no longer alone in the situation and things start to feel less daunting. Okay? So this is why you need to speak to a loved one. You need to tell somebody how you feel, right? Number two, when you feel like a loser, when you feel like a failure, when you feel like, oh, here I am again. Number two is keep track of accomplishments. Keep track of accomplishments because feeling like a loser can spark from a huge variety of things. And many of these things are centered around work. If you think this may be the case, it's time to start keeping track of what you're doing, right? It may be that your day-to-day life at work isn't enjoyable, even though you're delivering really great results. This may be because you've gotten bogged down in the minimal, everyday task, and you've lost sight of the big picture. Right? In your mind, you are slogging away at your desk, punching in numbers or replying to emails or, you know, on Zoom calls, on podcast calls, but in reality, you are a part of a huge campaign or are behind the creation of a great marketing award-winning project or a part of a great group at church that's making a huge difference in the community. And when you are feeling stuck and unfulfilled, you have a tendency to forget about all the great things you've done. Say you serve on the dream team at your church, and you're over here in your feelings feeling like a loser. When if you miss a Sunday at church, they feel like they're missing an arm, because you're a part of a piece of a puzzle that's changing lives. So you've got to pay attention to all you're doing so you're not lost in the mundane and you realize you're a part of the big picture. So when you're feeling stuck and unfulfilled, you have a tendency to forget about all the great things you're doing and have done. By keeping track of these things now, when you look back in a few months, right, you'll be able to see just what you've been a part of. This is why I always encourage journaling. Journal, guys. Open your little journal every night and tell about your day. Because when you start feeling tired and weary, you can look back and say, oh man, I really have accomplished a lot. This is what I do. I am a game changer, even when I don't feel like it. So basically, by recording projects you've worked on, strategies you've developed, presentations you delivered, you're going to be able to look back and realize just how much work you put in and how well you are doing. Okay, so keeping track of everything will remind you of your abilities and the responsibilities you've been given. So each time you revisit your journal or your list, you'll be reminded that these are not the traits or experiences of someone who is a loser or a failure, right? This is also great when you're on a weight loss journey or writing your book. Right? Or starting your business on the side. Is every day you're writing in what you've done today to work towards the goal. So when you have days you don't feel like you've done anything successful, you can look back and see, hey, how do you conquer an elephant? One bite at a time, right? So remember to keep going with it so that you always have something to turn to. Right? These accomplishments, y'all, don't need to be work-related. You can jot down anything and everything that you're doing. If you've traveled somewhere new recently or been on a date for the first time in years, make a note. Write in your journal. It might not have even been the best trip ever. It might not have even been the greatest date. You know, the date might have not led to anything, but these experiences are a big deal. Especially if you are prone to anxiety and feelings of failure, right? Or self-doubt. Guys, it might sound so silly, but these activities take up a lot of energy and are worth documenting, okay? They are accomplishments in some way, and you should be proud of them. And so really, by keeping track of these types of things, you will feel more prepared and comfortable doing them again and again and again. Okay? So getting into this pattern of being proactive is a fantastic way to start working on your self-confidence. Okay? Here's number three. Always remember the good days. All right. Always remember the good days. Making notes of the things that leave you feeling good is another great way to create something you can turn to during more difficult times. Okay. Some days are going to be hard, right? So when things seem hopeless, you may feel as though you've never had any joy in your life. When this happens, look back at the list. Look back at what you've accomplished. Look back at the miracles God did in your life before and realize that if it happened before, it's going to happen again, right? Number four, stop comparing yourself to others. Don't compare yourself to others. Y'all, we all know about this one, okay? Of course, it's still so worth mentioning. A lot of our feelings of self-doubt are in relation to other people. This is totally natural. So try not to beat yourself up over it, okay? As human beings, we are designed to be competitive and size ourselves up against others. In reality, this makes life very, very difficult, okay? It leads to feelings of unhappiness. It leads to feelings of jealousy. It leads to feelings of inadequacy, which all too often lead us to feeling like failures or losers, okay? If you notice that these feelings crop up more than you are talking to, I feel these feelings when I'm talking to this person. I'm feeling these feelings when I talk to this person. It may be time to distance yourself a little bit. Because most of us have someone in our lives that we look up to and absolutely adore, but who accidentally makes us feel quiet, bad about ourselves. Okay? We are drawn to certain types of people. So it's normal to find that you have some friends who represent what you want, be it how they look, their partner, their career plan, or just how fun they are to be around, right? And some feelings of jealousy are normal. But if it's leading you to feeling like a failure because you're comparing your life to theirs, you need to find a way to stop that toxic behavior. So if you feel much worse about yourself after being on social media, you're not alone. It's important to remember that most of us feel a bit of inadequate after seeing filtered photos of people on holiday or wearing the latest designer clothes or showing off their perfect bodies. It's also important to remember that we don't have and we don't need to feel this way, okay? We have control over what we view. Even if we feel we cannot control how we react to it. So start by unfollowing any people or pages that make you feel really bad about yourself. If you can't, for some reason, maybe they're a close friend or you know them through work, you can mute them from your news feed or your homepage. And they won't even know that you've done this. And you won't get bombarded with posts or photos that leave you feeling horrifically inadequate. Okay? Remember this. Feed your feed. Okay? Number five, how to stop being or feeling like a loser. Try to rationalize your thoughts. Okay? This can be incredibly difficult, and it isn't something that will just happen overnight. By trying to set up healthier thought processes, you will start to create a much better mindset for yourself, okay? You may or may not have heard this expression, neurons that fire together wire together. Basically, what this means is that if we have a similar thought process over and over and over again, it becomes very natural to us. So think about this. One thought will automatically link us to another thought, which will link us to a behavior. Crazy, ain't it? If we get ourselves into the habit of thinking irrational thoughts, such as, I'm such a loser, or why am I such a failure, right? Just because you had a small setback, then these thoughts will become an automatic response. And our minds will just jump straight to these negative, horrible thoughts in the future. Sounds pretty scary, actually, doesn't it? But you have to remember that this works both ways. If we can try to rationalize our thoughts, okay, listen closely, and reprogram our minds, we can reroute them so that they jump to another thought. So just like we go to the negative, we can try to rationalize our thoughts, we can reprogram our minds, and we can reroute them thoughts so that when the negative thought comes, we can immediately jump to another thought, right? Rather than going straight to, why am I a loser? Instead, we can start to teach our minds to think, okay, Kim, is it really so bad? What can I learn from this? See the difference? Instead of immediately saying, oh, I'm such a loser, I'm so stupid. Instead, we got to stop and say, is it really that bad? You know, what can I learn from this? See the difference? That's how you renew your mind. The more we actively try to have these positive developmental thoughts, okay, the more they'll become second nature. And pretty soon, you're going to be like me. You're going to be so positive. You're not going to immediately go to the negative thoughts. You're going to go to the positive thoughts automatically because you've reprogrammed yourself. Here's number six, how to stop feeling like a loser. You got to ask others if they feel the same way. All right. This links back to our earlier point about talking to loved ones about how you feel. It's pretty likely that they have felt that way at some point as well. Right? If you ask me, Kim, when you were walking through your divorce, did you feel like such a loser? Did you feel unworthy? Did you feel like you weren't worth fighting for? Did you feel like you weren't worth being faithful for? And all of those thoughts that you're feeling right now, I would be able to say, yeah, right? They may even be feeling the same as you right now. And by asking someone else about these kinds of issues that you're feeling or thoughts you're feeling, as well as just talking about it, you can start to make a lot of sense of what is going on, right? Because part of feeling like a loser is us comparing ourselves to everyone else who just seems to breeze through life and never have any problems. And the more aware we are that other people struggle too, the less daunting and huge our own feelings will seem. Isn't that great, y'all? So speak with people. Speak with people you trust. If you want to be fully open or try to be casual, if you're talking with those you don't know as maybe you don't know them well and you're striking up a conversation, most people you work with will have a freak out. Most people you work with will have a freak out about being awful at their job at some point, and they'll be able to share it with you. Your friend with the husband and the baby might actually be slightly miserable deep down and may resent you for being single. And when you start talking about this, all of a sudden they're like, oh my God, this is making me feel so much better. Equally, it could be your single friend may feel like a failure because you are married and she's not. So by having these kinds of conversations, you'll start to realize that everyone has something that makes them feel bad about themselves. And we all have something that nags away at us when we're lying in bed at night. And something that pops into our minds when we're having a low day. But we're not saying that your problems aren't real. I'm simply saying that as soon as you realize that everyone around you has something going on in their lives and in their minds, you're going to feel so much less overwhelmed. And really, you're going to be able to deal with your feelings so much easier. So we all react very differently to things, right? And your response to the same trigger may be very different to someone else's. And so by learning more about how people feel and how they deal with their emotions, you may find ways to tackle your own issues, right? So for example, your friend's breakup may have lasted for a few months before he went on a date with someone. This date may have made him feel good about himself once again. You, however, have convinced yourself that you are a failure and that nobody will ever want you. So it's been almost a year since you dated. There's nothing wrong with that. Of course, if you were comfortable with it, right? But by looking into how other people have dealt with similar experiences, you can start to have a paradigm shift in your behavior, right? You're over here being stuck when if you were to talk to your friend that allowed him to go on a date and it made him start feeling better, if you would have shared your thoughts with him, he could have told you, girl, go on a date. It's going to make you feel better, right? Instead of staying in your room eating ho-hos. You know, so this is why you got to learn to communicate with people. Here's number 7, to stopping yourself from feeling like a loser. You got to find your triggers. You got to find your triggers. When we are feeling miserable and inadequate, right? Our mind tends to take over and we feel pretty hopeless about every aspect of our lives. And listen, it can be so hard to pinpoint what actually makes us feel this way, which can make it even harder to deal with and really harder to move on from. So you gotta do your best to find whatever it is that's triggering these feelings. Hello, go back to the journal. Keeping a journal of your emotions can be really, really helpful. And you can record simple parts of each day. And then fill in what feelings keep cropping up and when they crop up. So by doing this kind of thing, you're going to be able to figure out if there is a pattern. Here's an example. Your days off from work feel unfulfilled and you feel miserable, right? By working out what is causing these feelings, you'll be in a much better place to confront them and hopefully cope with them, right? So if you do feel like there is no real reason or pattern behind the mood swings or low moments, it may be worth talking to a doctor, right? Could it be something physical? Could it be that you're going through premenopausal? Could it be that, because y'all, life changes really affect our emotions. Could it be your testosterone is low? Could it be, right? And so when you're journaling, you're staying in connection with yourself and you're realizing like if you know that whenever you're off for 2 days in a row and you start feeling like you're in a slump, then you know when those 2 days are coming to have talked to yourself and said, now you're going to be off for 2 days. So instead of staying in the house getting depressed, you're going to go out and run the park or have a picnic in the park or go shopping. If you know that it raining consecutive days in a row makes you feel like a loser, makes you feel depressed, you know when the news says it's going to rain for 5 days straight, you're already programming yourself. Now, I usually get in the slumps during these 5 days and I get depressed. I have to make myself active so that I don't get depressed. So you're being proactive so that you don't just go through life and never, you're not prepared, right? So you gotta know you, right? And so if you know you, you can get help, right? So, you know, I know a lot of times all of this can feel scary, but it's not scary at all. Just know you. Here's another, number eight, for things to help you not feel like a loser. Seek guidance and set goals. Seek guidance and set goals. Part of feeling like a failure is feeling very stuck where you are in life. And when you feel unable to progress in life, you start to focus on the lack of experiences you are having. And y'all, this will lead to feelings of dissatisfaction, which is where, why am I such a loser, starts feeling normal. And one way to tackle these feelings head on is to ask for guidance. Speak to your boss about setting objectives. Having a target at work toward is really a great for most of us. A little bit of pressure can be so beneficial as we push ourselves a bit harder, right? You're going to feel incredible when you reach these goals. You can ask for figure-specific targets if you're motivated by stats and numbers, or if you're more creative or wordy. Ask your boss for objectives that reflect this side of you so that you feel motivated and invested. You know, like ask at your gym for a list of goals to work toward, or set them yourselves. Things like pushing yourself to run an extra kilometer, extra mile over the next month, right? Or moving up your weights is really a great way to empower yourself. And y'all, by achieving something, whatever it may be, you are instantly boosting your self-esteem. And you're going to feel more confident going into other activities. Here's number nine, things to practice to get out of feeling like a loser. Practice mindfulness. Practice mindfulness. Shifting your mindset can seem almost impossible at times, but there are some simple steps you can take, and they won't have an immediate effect in the sense you may be wanting, but the changes will be happening on some level, okay? So mindfulness links to the concept of neurons that fire together, right? Wire together. That we mentioned earlier in this podcast. By setting your mind up to follow certain pathways, you can start to move away from the feelings of inadequacy and low self-worth. So mindfulness comes in many forms, all right? Some being your prayer meditation time. It could be working out. Some being gratitude practices, or other daily rituals, writing in your blog, listen to this podcast, as being mindful. Mindfulness is essentially focusing on being present in the moment, okay? This practice aims to still the mind and keep you focused on what's happening right now. So really, feeling like a failure often stems from either the past, mistakes you feel you've made, not achieving what you should have done, et cetera, or the future. Saying things like, I'm never going to achieve my goals. I'm never going to amount to anything. So our minds are masters at jumping between these two without sparring much thought for the here and now. So it's easy for our minds to jump in the past or the future, but what about here and now? So by encouraging your mind to stay present, you can start to appreciate what's going on around you. When I was talking to my friend that I was telling y'all about earlier in this podcast, when we were talking, her problem was that she was always trying to process and figure things out down the road. She wasn't being present. She was missing her now. So you'll start, when you start being mindful, you'll start to develop an understanding and enjoyment of where you are in your life right now, which will really help with those feelings of dissatisfaction. Okay? If you're new to prayer, you're new to meditation, y'all, there are so many YouTube videos of just calming music, worship music without words, and it'll help you get yourself centered, right? I mean, there's so many ways to just help yourself. So you gotta break the cycles. And here's the last one to helping you not feel like a loser. Try something new and do something uncomfortable. Try something new and do something uncomfortable. Feeling like a failure, feeling like a loser can be stifling, and it can start to infect every aspect of your life. Once you let it in, it can be very hard to shift away from negative feelings and self-doubt. That's where depression comes in. That's where anxiety attacks come in. It's where anxiousness comes in. And so by trying something totally new, you're going to find yourself in a different situation, and you're going to be forced out of your comfort zone that you've built around yourself. So for many of us, ever how we hate getting out of our comfort zone, our negativity can be quite comforting in some ways. And many of us wallow in our misery. We indulge ourselves in feeling bad because it's easy and it's familiar. For some people, it really isn't a choice. And we'll come on to that shortly. Listen to me. If being totally honest with yourself, you do have some control over what you're doing with your life at this precise moment. And it is time to cancel the pity party. You hear me? Cancel that pity party. Being in a situation with people we don't know almost forces us to act in a certain way. And while you may be comfortable crying and having a pity party, right? You have to allow yourself to get around, because sometimes your friends enable you to have that pity party. So that's why you got to get in with new people. That's why you need to get in my RTK inner circle. Get in my group. Find all the details out about on my website, realtalkkim.com. Go get in my RTK inner circle and get yourself out of your comfort zone. You got to get around strangers that will help you. It's liberating to get out of the normal, to get out of the comfortable. Okay? You're going to gain confidence through trying new things. This may even be because you're secretly incredibly talented at X, Y, and Z, or simply because you're proud of making yourself try. Either way, you'll come away feeling like you've done something to better your situation. And being proactive is a great way to start feeling more in control. All right? So guys, reframe your world, reword your words. You know, a lot of us really get stuck in our ways, and some of our behaviors are just knee-jerk reactions. And so we say and do things without really even thinking about them, right? And without thinking about their impact in our lives. And the more of a habit you make of saying, I'm just crap, I'm a loser, I'm worthless, nobody's ever going to love me, without even thinking about it, the more your mind starts to believe it. And it's time to reword your life. It's going to make you feel worse if you don't. And really, to a large extent, thinking leads to manifesting. And basically, this basically means that the more you focus on certain things, the more likely they're going to occur in your life. You create self-fulfilling prophecies. Here's an example of that. If you are going on the first date, you've been on this, you haven't been on one in years. Okay. So you're going to go on this first date and you keep telling yourself that you are awkward, you're boring, and that you're going to ruin it. You've already convinced yourself of these facts. That you'll be more, and guess what? You're going to be more likely to be boring, awkward, and ruin it because you're telling yourself that. And it's going to really more likely play out. You've got to reword your words. Y'all, this is such a hard habit to break, but it is one that needs to be broken now, not later, now. The more you tell yourself that you are useless, pathetic, a loser, the more this becomes your default go-to thought. The more these feelings crop up, the more you believe them. And the more you likely are to see things in your life negatively. Go back to the neurons that we talked about. So by reframing and rewording your feelings, you can start to shift away from damaging thoughts. Rather than saying, I'm a loser, that date was awful, try to say to yourself, okay, that wasn't the worst experience. That wasn't the best experience. But what have I learned? Right? It may be that you were on a date with someone who isn't on the same level as you. So it's actually a good thing that you figured that out now so you don't go on a date with somebody just like them later. Right? So instead of telling yourself you're a failure for making a mistake at work, see it as an opportunity to do better next time and overcome the issues you've accidentally created. Nobody really has a problem with people who make a mistake. They tend to have an issue with people who make a mistake and have no intentions of solving the newly created problems. So by being more proactive and looking at how to spin situations into positive experiences, you're going to start seeing everything differently. Was this a good podcast or what? And guys, you know, don't even feel ashamed to seek professional help. You know, I mean, normalize therapy. You know, if it seems as though these feelings that we talked about today are starting to really take over and affect your daily life, I'm suggesting that you seek professional help. This doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you, right? It just means that you need some help finding coping mechanisms that work for you. It may be that your hormones are imbalanced, especially if you're a woman. It may that your body is reacting badly to something that is throwing your emotions out of whack. And your doctor will be able to help find appropriate solutions to whatever difficulties you're going through. You can't sleep? Go to the doctor and ask why. Whether it's giving you some medication or some counseling, self-help, lifestyle changes, you just got to remember that some really basic things can make a huge difference to how you feel. Stop hating your life and get results. Maybe you've heard it before, but a balanced diet, lots of water, and regular exercise, it really, really, really does boost your mood. So if these factors feel too hard to change on your own, your doctor will be able to provide appropriate guidance on improving your general well-being, okay? The important thing is to focus on a future where these feelings are less intense, less frequent, right? And I pray that today you feel empowered to make the changes that you want to see in your life. I used to live it, y'all. The only reason I could do all these podcasts is because I literally have been everything I ever talk about in these podcasts. And I found my way out. And so can you. All right? All it takes is a yes. All it takes is you getting up, taking your life back. You hear me? Today is a great day to start. Today's a great day to start making changes in your life. It's free. Starts in your mind. All right. Y'all share this with somebody. I pray this content that I pulled together for you guys today really helped you. And just remember, you're not a loser. You are important, you are valuable, you matter, and you are a world changer. And remember that you may be in a nasty season right now. Maybe a bad week. Maybe a bad month. Maybe a bad decade. But it's just a season, not a sentence. And as long as you ain't dead, God ain't done. Get up today and realize that you are awesome. And I love you. I'll talk to y'all next week, guys. This is Real Talk Kim. RealTalkKim.com. Stay connected. I love you.